Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Friday after Ash Wednesday. And Peter, for this reflection, we're talking about Cantankerous Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino.
I suppose Clint, as he's grown older, has been surrendering his cantankerousness, but somewhere in Gran Torino, he's got the old feeling of growling, and he really growls in this film. But he goes through, I think, a transformation. And as I looked at this very short gospel for today's reading, I was wondering, what is a film which highlights the presence of Jesus, the absence of Jesus, and in terms of a language of weddings or feasts and celebrations? And for some reason, this film came to mind, that Clint Eastwood is playing a very crotchety old man, a Catholic, as a matter of fact, in this one, and he has Asian neighbours, and he's of the old school and cantankerous in that sense. And in terms of food and celebration, they're continually trying to invite him to join them. And when he helps them in some trouble with local gangs, they really want him to have their food. And eventually, he does surrender and go in and celebrates with them.
Dorothy mentioned specifically that it was her desire for you to go to confession.
And I confess that I have no desire to confess to a boy that's just out of the seminary.
Heard there was some trouble in the neighborhood. Why didn't you call the police?
I prayed that they would show up, but nobody answered. Why are you bringing me all this garbage anyway?
Because you saved Tao.
I didn't save anybody.
You're a hero to the neighborhood.
I'm not a hero.
The troubles continue, and there's a whole challenge ultimately to himself of how he will stand in support of these people whom he has come to know and understand. In a sense, I don't want to stretch it too far, but something of a Christ figure who is with people, whom people are drawn to, and then makes a stance which even might mean sacrificing himself for them.
Well, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Does Clint learn some here?
I think he does. And if I may mention the film Invictus, which he made after Gran Torino, people were surprised that he should make a film about forgiveness. But he made it when he was turning 79, and I think during his 70s, he's shown that he has learnt compassion that I think is there in his earlier films, but certainly a compassion and a more serene approach to stories in his old age, and that's why I'm happy to include him in a reflection for Lent.